Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Van Atta. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Russ Van Atta. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Hughes steals second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hughes moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball towards right. Bell catches it and throws to first to double up Campbell. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Van Atta reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Soltis chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Soltis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Van Atta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Hale reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-2 in the game. Solters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder bunts towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Knickerbocker, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill bunts towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Van Atta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaya-Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya-Holder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaya-Holder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell catches it and throws to first to double up Soltis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes bunts towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaya Holder covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Tom Carey. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma pinch runs for Ed Coleman. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.